Babylon one more time. Chant down Babylon one more time.
Come and chant down Babylon.
Oh, them soft, yes, them soft.
Aye-oh.
Them soft, yes, them soft.
Aye-oh.
Come, we go chant down Babylon one more time.
We just want to say thank you, Father, for this day. Lord, thank you, Father, for the breath of life. Thank you, Lord God, for the gift of life, Lord, that you've given us in Christ Jesus. Lord, we are grateful, Father, this morning to be a people, Lord God, called by your name. Truly, Father, your name is great and greatly to be praised. Lord, there is no name on heaven or on earth, Lord God, that is higher than your name, Lord God. Lord, your name is above every other name, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Father, that that name is applied to our lives. That name is applied, Father God, to our blood. Father, that that name, Lord God, is applied to the very being of who we are this day, Lord. And we are redeemed, brought forward, and saved by you, Father. We thank you that this day, Lord, we are children of God, Father, sons and daughters, Lord, those that are redeemed, those that are part and parcel, Father, of your kingdom, Father, those that are an extension, Lord, of what you are doing in the earth this day. Father, we thank you for that, Lord God. And Lord, this day, even as we would open up your word, Father, as we would break the bread of life, Father, we pray, Lord, that the words that go forward would bless, Father, the hearts and the minds of those who love you, who walk with you. Father, that the Spirit, Lord, of everyone would be fed, Father, this day from your hand, Lord, from your Spirit, Lord God. May we be encouraged in your truth, Father God, encouraged to continue to walk strong in the way, Lord God, and to wait upon you, Father. So, Lord, right now, Father, I just decrease and I get out of the way. I acknowledge openly, Father, there's nothing in me, Lord, good, except your Holy Spirit, Father, that leads and guides us into all truth. And so, Lord, this day I yield to your Spirit, Father, and I pray, Lord God, that you would completely and totally have your way, Father, in and through this time and in and through me. And, Lord, we just bind every demonic force. We bind every demonic spirit, Lord, every hindering spirit. In Jesus' name, we just cast it out right now. And, Father, we rest in your presence, Father. We rest, Lord God, with you. And we thank you, Father, for this blessed time and this blessed moment. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. For his name is great and greatly to be praised. That's a beautiful truth, yes? Can it?
Yeah.
Yeah. His name truly is wonderful. There's power in the name. You know, as God's even bringing back to me while we're even just praising him, a little, sure. Is that easier?
His hand is bothering me.
Okay, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's a very windy place. Okay. Here, we'll just go here. Better. Okay. How do we do this? What do we do? That's fine. Okay, very good. There you go. Beautiful. All right. See, that's the thing about people of the kingdom of God. We're very flexible. We can always make things work in these situations. Yeah. Because, you know, the thing is too, with us, we just make do with what God puts in our hands to use. Yes? Okay, I'll touch on two quick thoughts here. One is, when you look through Scripture, whenever God does these miracles of provision with people, he always focuses on what you have and not what you don't have.
ආසන් කරනකොට දෙවියන් වහන්සේ හැමදෙස්සෙම කරන්නේ අපිට තියෙන දේ තුලින් නැත්නම් අපිට නැති දේ තුලින් නෙමෙයි.
So if you look at the Shunammite woman and Elijah, the question to her is, what do you have? She's like, oh, I got a little flour and I got some, we're going to just make this and we're going to go die. All right, to the 5,000, the boy, go ahead.
අර උදාහරණයක් එලයා සහ අර මේ කාන්තාවට මේ හාස්කම කරපු වෙලාවේ යාට මොනවද කියන්නේ කිව්වොත් තිබුණේ පිටි ටිකක් විතරයි නැත්නම් යා මැරෙන්න ගිය අවස්ථාවක් ඒ වගේම 5000කට කන්න දීපු වෙලාවේ
5000 Jesus feeds the 5000 he says what do you have they're like oh we got some loaves and some fish yes 5 loaves 2 fish
yes so I said oh but මොකක්ද තියෙන්නේ කියලා එතකොට කිව්වේ රොටි පහකුයි මාළු
Elisha, what do you have at home? We got a little bit of oil. They pour that, and that's when they... God always focuses on what you have and not what you don't have. Moses, what do you have in your hand? I got a stick. That's all he had. Look at the miracles that God did in every one of those cases based on what people had that was given over to Him. So that's a consistent... See, this is one thing that we can do with Scripture too. We can see principles of the way that God works and apply those to the lives we live right now. So very, very clear principle is don't focus on what you don't have, focus on what you have and give that over to God and let it go and be completely dedicated to Him. Each one of those cases too, they always completely dedicated whatever it was that they had completely to Him.
ඉතින් මූලධර්මයේ තමයි අපි යොමු වෙන්න ඕනේ අපිට තියෙන දේ මත. අපි තියෙන දේ මත දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අපිට දීපු දේ මත අපි උන්වහන්සේ සම්පූර්ණයෙන් කැපවීමක් කරන්න අවශ්‍යයි. ඒක තමයි මේ මිනිස්යන් කරේ.
Now I have to clarify, giving that over to God does not mean giving it to the organization of a church because some of those places are not having anything to do with God.
ඒක පැහැදිලි කරන්න අවශ්‍යයි අපිට දීලා තියෙන දේ අපි දෙන්න අවශ්‍ය දෙවියන් වහන්සේට එහෙම නැතුව යම් කිසි පල්ලියකට නෙමෙයි වෙන්න පුළුවන් හේතුව සමහරක් වෙලාවට ඒ ස්ථානවල දෙවියන් වහන්සේත් එක කරන්නේ කිසිම දෙයක් නැහැ.
So you're in connection with the Spirit of God for yourself. You do with it as the Spirit of God leads you. It's honest heart before Him. He shows you what to do.
ඒක අපි කරන්නේ උන්වහන්සේ තුල අපි සුද්ධාගම වහන්සේට සම්බන්ධ වෙලා ඉන්න නිසා සුද්ධාගම වහන්සේ අපිට ආවකම කරන්න කියන දේ තමයි අපි කල යුත්තේ.
A side note, something that you should keep in mind and remember at all times in the days we live in right now. And what I was just starting before we had the meeting at the chairs is that the name of Jesus also has power. And we wanted to touch on that too. And I was thinking about even before we started how this the seven sons of Sceva were using Jesus' name to try to do something. In the book of Acts, they were practicing exorcisms, yes? In the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, yes?
Paul
And they were doing this for a long time. They were doing this. They were getting some results using Jesus' name. But one day, the demon turned around and said, okay, Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you? And I think we're living in a day now where what's going to be happening is the demons will be turning around to people that have for a long time have been using Jesus' name. We're living in a day now where the demons will turn around to a long time for people that have been using Jesus' name. And at this time, they will say, okay, Jesus I know, and I know some of these other people that are marked by the blood and walk in the Spirit of God, but you, I have no idea who you are. And in that case, in that time, those seven guys ran out of the house naked and bleeding. And that was one demon. And that was seven guys. Now, many, many more demons are going forth in a total rampage in the world right now. And people have used Jesus' name for a long time. Many, Jesus said in Matthew 7, many will come to me on that day and say, Lord, Lord, right? Okay, so in fact, we can even pick it up there. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, in thy name done many wonderful works? And I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Right?
Okay, so again, John 17:3, now this is life eternal, that they might know you, the one true living God, and your Son Jesus Christ, who thou you said. So that's life eternal. And so these people, though they used his name, they did not know the person, they were not consummated with God. What was Jesus' prayer in John 17? The prayer was that they may be one in us as I am in thee, that they would be one with God. That they would be, there's no separation between his disciples and God. So the prayer is that we would be consummated, fused with the Spirit of God. And so with the people referred to in Matthew 7, though they use his name, they are not fused with his name. Though they use his name, they are not one in Christ. They use his name because it's good business. They use his name because they can control other people using his name. They use his name because there's power in his name and there's no power in their names. They use his name because they've learned that's a fast way to try to get what they want in the world. And they have many times, in the name of Jesus. You know, they use his name very flashily. But they do not know the one who the name belongs to. And the proof of that is every soul, in your soul, you know if you are connected to the Father or not. You will love the truth, and the truth will make you free. You will be a child, you just want the truth no matter what. You can't stand the lies. You can't stand the lie. You don't want the lie. You can't stand the illusion. You can't stand anything less than what God intended 100% for you and for the lives of other people. And so in this, there are those who are children of this world that do consistently use Jesus' name. And God says because they refuse to love the truth, He gives them over to a powerful delusion so that they may believe the lie and so be damned. And part of that delusion is they believe that they are serving God and they are not. Now Paul fell into that category, but he did love the truth. Paul, before his Damascus Road experience, he believed he was serving God, but he was in fact persecuting the Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul was actually involved in the murder of the saints of God and the imprisonment of the saints of God. Think about that. This man was involved in killing the very servants of God. He was directly involved in the murder of Stephen, who was one of the finest saints of God of the day. But Paul also had a heart for the truth. And God had placed that truth in him. Though he was believing a lie at the time. And when the moment came where God met him with the truth in a very powerful way, he changed. He set his will to align with the will of God and the truth as God made it known unto him. And he became a very, very powerful tool in the hands of God in the early church. See, this is also why you can't hold things against people, because the very one that was killing your brother yesterday will be the one that's at your side fighting for the gospel tomorrow. And the only reason they're different is the Spirit of God in them. And the reason we can forgive them is because of the Spirit of God in us. And because God allows us to see from an eternal perspective. See, from an eternal perspective, right now, Paul and Stephen have their arms around each other in heaven, and they're both enjoying watching the will of God taking place in the earth this day. From an eternal perspective, Stephen standing there right now with Paul as brothers in Christ watching what's taking place. Stephen's not mad at Paul, saying, Paul, how could you have killed me then? No, both of them now in eternity are grateful for the redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ. Both of them have no pain they carry with them from this life into that. Both of them ran the race faithfully to the end. Just one got started a little differently than the other. So again, what do we do with Scripture? We learn the lessons and the principles and we apply them to our lives this day. His word is written in our hearts. These are words on a page, yes, but the Scripture, the truth of the Word of God is in your heart. And if that doesn't resonate with those that are speaking and claiming positions in Christ Jesus that are trying to influence you, don't listen. I have to warn people about this because the problem is too long people have gone on with their religious traditions over and over and over it again. And the battle in this world is also a battle for your mind and a battle for your thoughts and your thinking. And if you allow that garbage in, it will pollute your mind. It will pollute your spirit. If you receive that unto yourself, it will confuse you in what it is that God is saying right now in this day and this time. Because God will be speaking one thing to you through the Spirit of God. And someone else who uses Jesus' name for validating his thing will be saying something else to you. And basically one is saying go left, the others are going right. And you are paralyzed. The truth is, what happens with the children of God is Jesus even said in John 10, my sheep know my voice, they won't follow the voice of another. The true children of God have the courage to follow the voice of the Spirit of God when He speaks to them, and those that are not will choose the affiliation of the world. And for need to be part of a club, for need to have someone pat them on the back and say, you're okay, they will let go of the Word of God and the truth and the Spirit and what God is saying and have and exchange it for that. That is their bowl of lentil soup, if you would. That is what they exchange their birthright for. You remember Esau?
Esau,
because he felt that he was hungry and he had a natural need, and he was willing to exchange the things of spirit for the things and the lust of flesh and the desire of his carnal being. So he got a meal for a day in exchange for the blessing of a lifetime. And actually, in the world right now, a lot of people that got a meal for a day, that meal has now run out. And they're realizing their spiritual lack and poverty this day. Because the illusion of the world is breaking down. The illusion system of the world cannot hold up right now. Yeah, sure, man might be able to do some things to prop it up a little bit and hold it up, but it's still collapsing and crumbling. So, we live in a very, very amazing time actually for the children of God. This is a glorious time if you are part of the body of Christ. And it's a very, very fearful, dreadful day if you are part and parcel of the world and the world system. So you think about it, many people that have put everything they are into the world are losing all of it this day. That's a very, very painful thing. What did Jesus say? Store up your treasure in heaven where rust and moth don't destroy, where thieves don't break in and steal. Because where your heart, where your treasures, there your heart will be also. Yes. Doesn't mean you don't have something in this world. But your heart is not with that. Your heart is with the Father. And again, as we said, whatever you have, whether it's 5 loaves and 2 fish, whether it's a stick, whether it's some oil in the house, whatever it is, whether it's $40 million, whatever it is that you have, you've given it over to the Lord completely. Okay, let's continue on with Matthew 7. Verse 24 says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it.
එයින් යමෙක් මාගේ මේ වචන අසා ඒවා පිළිපදීද ඔහු පර්වතය පිට තමාගේ ගිය සාදාගත් නුවණ ඇති මිනිසෙකුට සමාන කරනු ලබන්නේ වැසි වැස ජලය ගලා මුලඟ හමා ඒකට ගැසුවේ එය පර්වතය පිට පිහිටා තිබුණු බැවින් නොවැටුණේය යමෙක් මාගේ මේ වචන අසා ඒවා පිළි නොපදීද ඔහු වැලි මත්තෙහි තමාගේ ගිය සාදාගත් නුවණ නැති මිනිසෙකුට සමාන කරනු ලබන්නේ වැසි වැස ජලය ගලා මුලඟ හමා ඒකට ගැසුවේය ඒක වැටුනේ එහි වැටීමද බලවත් විය. යේසුස් වහන්සේ මේ වචන කියා නිමතන කලින් සමුවේ උන්වහන්සේ විකෙන්වීම ගැන විස්මයට පත් වූ.
Okay, so Jesus here speaking about the storm coming, yes? We also have another illustration of the fire that comes, yes? So some men build with gold, some with silver, some with costly stones, wood, hay, stubble, straw, like that. But when the fire comes, it tests the quality of everyone's work. So the storm and the fire. The wind and the rain and the heat is coming. Has now come. See, before we kept talking about, okay, when it comes, now it's here.
Now,
you know, for so long people have been talking about, okay, when this happens. No, now that it is happening, now you get to see. Okay, think about two houses, one built on the sand and one built on the rock. Do they look any different on the top, on the surface? No, they look fine to the natural eye. Both of them have nice roofs, nice ceilings, nice paint. But the one with the foundation, it took a lot more time, took a lot more energy, took a lot more work. Took patience. And the one that was just built straight up on the sand, it came up very quickly. It came up very fast. Because no time was wasted in putting in a foundation. Okay, when Jesus was talking to Peter, remember, and he said, "Who do people say that I am?" Yes? He said, "Thou art the Christ." So you're the Son of the Living God. You're the Christ. You're the Messiah. Okay, Jesus speaking to him says, "Okay, thou art Peter. Thou art Cephas. That's in the Greek. You're Little Rock." And he says, "But upon this rock, Petra in the Greek, that's the big rock, yes, I will build my church."
Yes, පේත්‍රා කියන වචනේ තමයි ග්‍රීක භාෂාවෙන් ඒක ලොකු පර්වතයක් යන පටන් ගන්නවා ඒ පර්වතය මත මගේ සබාව ගොඩනගනවා කියලා කියනවා
The big rock is the confession and the realization and the revelation of who Christ Jesus is that is what his church is built on
ඉතින් ඒ ලොකු පර්වතය මොකද ලොකු පර්වතය තමයි යේසුස් වහන්සේ තුල තියෙනා වූ එදිරව දැනුම එදිරව වීමේ දැනුම කියන මට තමයි දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ සබාව ගොඩනගනවා කියලා යේසුස් කිව්වා
So the man-made system of religious control What they did was they grabbed hold of Peter, the little rock.
මනුෂ්‍යව මොනවද කරේ? මනුෂ්‍යගේ ක්‍රමයේ හැටියට, ආගමික ක්‍රමයේ හැටියට මනුෂ්‍යව ගොඩනගන්න හදනවා පේත්‍රස් කියන එක කියන්නේ කුංචි පර්වතය මත.
And they grabbed hold of a man and they tried to build a church on a man. Now Peter wasn't even stable for the next couple of years, let alone something that could be built on for the rest of life.
පේත්‍රස් එහෙමකොට තව මවුරු කීපයක් තමයි ජීවත් වෙන්න තිබුණේ. ඉතින් මේ මොහොත ජීවිත කාලෙටම ගොඩනගන්න තිබුණේ සබාවම.
In fact, Peter himself denied Christ after that fact.
ඇත්තටම ඊට පස්සේ උන්ගේ පේත්‍රස් යේසුස් වහන්සේ අඳුරන්නේ නැහැ කියලා කිව්වා.
And even he had to be restored and built on the rock of who Christ Jesus was and is and always will be.
ඉතින් ඊට පස්සේ යාට අවශ්‍ය වුණා මේ පර්වතය කියන ඒ කියන්නේ යේසුස් වහන්සේ සැබවින්ම කවුද කියනව පර්වතය මත පේත්‍රස්ට
So you have an entire world religious organization built on succession, papal succession that they date all the way back to Peter.
ඉතින් මේ ගොඩාක් ලෝකේ ගත්තොත් ගොඩනගලා තියෙන්නේ මේ පේත්‍රස් කියනා වූ කෙනා මත තමයි සභාවන් ගොඩනගාගෙන
යන්නේ. I'm speaking of the Catholic Church. For those who have to be clear.
Catholic සභාව ගැන කතා කරනවා.
And there, in that case, in that scenario, it's not even built on a stable person. When the storms of life came for Peter, he ran away. When the storms of life came for Peter, he collapsed and fell apart. He broke down weeping when he realized that he had denied Christ. Nothing was built on Peter. But what Peter was used to do was God used him after Pentecost, after the empowering of the Holy Spirit, to unlock the truth of the gospel to the Jews and to the Gentiles. But upon this rock, the big rock of who Christ Jesus is, thou art the Christ, thou art the Messiah.
ඉතින් මේ පර්වතයේ මත ගොඩනගනවා කියලා කිව්ව මේ ලොකු පර්වතය කියන්නේ ක්‍රිස්තුස් ඒ කියන්නේ ක්‍රිස්තුස් කියන්නේ කවුද කියන දේ මත තමයි ඒක ගොඩනැගෙන්නේ.
That is what the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is built upon.
ඒක තමයි යේසුස් වහන්සේගේ සබාව ඒක මත තමයි ගොඩනගලා තියෙන්නේ.
Our foundations are laid in the name of Jesus Christ. We are sealed and fused in his name.
අපි යේසුස් ක්‍රිස්තුස් වහන්සේ තුල මුත්‍රා තබල දින උන්වහන්සේගේ නාමය තුල ඒ නාමය තුල තමයි මේ පර්වතය හදලා තියෙන්නේ.
Like my dad always likes to say, the wise man digs deep. Do you know when you see a tree, typically the, as high as the tree goes up, it's called the taproot, it goes down. So even nature itself gives this example. The higher the tree has gone up in the natural above the ground, it's gone down into the depths of the ground to secure the foundation. So the people of the kingdom of God, those that walk with him, their foundations go deeper and deeper into Christ. So deep cries out to deep, deep calls out to deep.
ගැඹුරු වෙන තරමට සෝන් සේව අපිට
So again, the fire comes, the winds come, they are coming, they have come now. Okay, when we walk with Christ, we experience this on an individual level for sure. See, the tests that we experience along the way, part of the reason why scriptures say, consider it pure joy when you face these trials, of, because when you face these tests and the trials. Because the testing of your faith builds perseverance, perseverance character, character hope, hope doesn't disappoint. So too many times, how often did we complain when God was chastening us, disciplining us, testing us, building us in the faith? But now, as a servant of God, because you've walked through some things with Him, you know some things about your God. We know about His faithfulness, yes? We know about His provision, yes? We know about His protection, yes? We know about His call and plan and purpose, yes? We know about the power that's in the name of Jesus, that every demon runs away. We know about the authority invested in the servants of God, yes? We know about the light and the life that flows through us because we walk with Him, yes? Would we not know this if we had not gone through what we've gone through up till today? So, will we not know of God's healing power in our lives if we had not been hurt the way we had been hurt in the past? Yes? So can we say thank you to God this day for all the difficult times we've been through up until now? Let's just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for all of the difficulty that we have gone through to this date, because it has made you strong. It has put iron into your soul. We stand strong in the name of Jesus this day because our foundations are deep in the rock of who He is. We know Him and He knows us. And every devil in hell recognizes the power of God in the saints of God. Okay, now, today, this day, this time, the global storm has come. And as the global storm has come, and the storm now beats against the houses, yes? What happens to the houses built on the sand? As sure as Jesus' words, every word He ever spoke was truth, they fall.
යේසුස් වහන්සේ කීවෝ සෑම වචනයක්ම සත්‍ය නිසා ඒක හැටියට ඒවා වැටෙන්න
යනවා. And verse 27 here says, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It didn't just tuck, 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 tuck. It went boom. It was a great fall, a massive fall, a big collapse, a loud noise. Okay. Do we pray that God holds up those houses built on the sand? Because again, there's power in the name of Jesus, and how many people will be running around scrambling in this day, brother, will you please pray for me? No, I'm serious. How many people will be running around saying, please God, save my life in this world that I've given my heart over to? Their request to you is, God, will you please, because then they ask you to pray because they can't pray for themselves. They don't have a connection with God for themselves, so they go to someone that they believe has one. Which is you. And they say, will you please pray for me in regards to me saving my life in this world? Do we pray that prayer? Because again, isn't God love? And shouldn't you, if you really love, shouldn't you be praying this prayer, right? It's time we stop living with all of these man-made, I don't know what they are. Should we pray that these houses that are built on the sand are propped up by God? Okay, if the house was propped up by God, would they be living in that house again tomorrow? Would they continue to stay there? Would they? If that house remained, they wouldn't just stay there, they'd build another set of houses all the way down the beach. And the next time that there was a problem, they'd come running to you again, and please pray that God keeps these houses up too. Because people will use Jesus' name, if it's expedient, to continue their lives in this world. And God is not having any of that. What Jesus said is, it will fall, and great will be the fall thereof. So for us, we are ambassadors of the kingdom of God here in this world. Yes, it's not nice to see people suffer pain and loss. Nobody, we don't glory in that or anything like that. But my prayer for people at this time is that for those that are the children of God, that their eyes are open to the fact of where they really are in the world of spirit.
ඇස් අරින්න කියලා මේ ලෝකයේ ආත්මය තුල අපගේ සත්‍ය කුමක්ද කියලා.
My prayer is like the Laodicean church where Jesus said to them, you think you're rich and you've got all this stuff going for you, but the truth is you're wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, naked.
ඉතින් අර ලාවෝදිසියේ සභාවට කිව්වා වගේ නුඹ හිතන් ඉන්නවා නුඹ කොහොමද කියලා. නමුත් නුඹ දුප්පත් නුඹ වැරහැලිම නුඹ ඇඳුම් නැතුව තමයි සිටින්නේ කියලා.
Revelation chapter 3. That's where that was. My prayer is that people, their eyes are open and that they can actually see where they are at this time. Because back to the houses built with woods, hay, stubble, straw, all of that. That man loses everything that he built and he may be saved as one escaping through the flames. There will be a lot of people that come through this day with smoking clothes. Having lost all. But their souls will be saved because the power and the Spirit of God is drawing them at this time. And some of them, like Paul, will have been the very ones who had killed Stephen and killed your very brothers in Christ Jesus. So when they come to you at that time, having come through loss like that, do not hold it over them what they did before. Because from an eternal perspective, Paul and Stephen are both smiling right now. And likewise, we will be smiling with these very brothers that God is pulling out right now. The heavens rejoice when people come out of the darkness and into the light. But my prayer is not for the world. My prayer is not for God to save the world system at all. Our prayer is for light and truth to go forward as powerful today as ever before. Our prayer is for the strengthening of the saints of God. Our prayer is for the raising up of the Word of God at this time to go forward in truth. Okay, one more scripture. Go to Isaiah 40. And keep in mind the whole thing about the storms. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall verse 30 says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
30 31 30 31.
The point being that those who with natural strength and natural ability will fail in the day of testing and trial, they won't make it through the storm.
ස්වභාවිකව භෞතිකව ශක්තිය තියෙන ස්වභාවිකව ගත්තොත් ශක්තිය තියෙන අය
The youngest and the strongest and those, if there was anybody that could make it, they can't even make it. But verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So we may have gotten tired in the journey at times, but we wait upon the Lord, and the life of the flow of the Spirit of God, rivers of living water, flow through us continually and strengthen and refresh our spirits. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. You know what the eagle does when the storm comes to him? When the winds of the storm come to the eagle, what the eagle does is it spreads its wings wide when the storm comes. And it catches the wind and allows the wind to push it up over the storm clouds that are coming its way. So while every other buzzard and bird and crow is going down to the ground and looking for some place to hide when the storm comes, those that are like the children, those that are the children of God, spread their wings and allow the wind of the Spirit of God to soar them above into the third heavens, into the dimension of spirit, and they live above the storms of life. And above those clouds, it's a very beautiful place, because we still, at that place, we see the light of the sun and it shines on us. And while the world is stuck in their storms, trying to keep their house propped up on the sand, we are soaring with the Spirit of God above every storm that's there and just soaking in the presence of the Lord. And we know every promise of God is true because we've lived through some things with the God that we love and we serve. So thank the Lord this day. And our time is up, so we will stop there.